I was loving it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Loggy came over at 6 o'clock and we watched Just Go With It. It had Jennifer Aniston and a surprise Nicole Kidman. Then it was taking too long and we were complaining and it made us better friends, cause we were like, when is it gonna end? And then it was over, and we were like, what does Dave Matthews Band sing like? Cause he was in this movie. You would be very surprised when you saw that. I don't know what voice that is now. It's the same voice that I'm going to sing with the rest of the... Welcome to Footprints in the Sandlot. Footprints in the Sandlot. I don't know.
If you couldn't tell by the song, you're welcome to Footprints in the Sandlot. This is the podcast where we rank and review every Adam Sandler film. My name is fucking Lockie.
My name is Michael.
No, what is it? One more time?
We should have, in order to save time,
yes,
we could just use the song. I'll play a song and you introduce the podcast at the exact same time so that it just sounds like a cacophony.
Cacophony.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
No.
Well, we didn't do it, so it's fine.
No.
Just saying.
Yeah. Maybe next time.
No.
Well.
Is it the last
proper episode?
No.
No.
I don't know.
No, we got a couple more to go.
In this movie, there's a bit when the
what movie?
Just go with it.
Just go with it.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
There's an echo in here.
Nice. Yeah, only when you do the high notes.
Mm.
Yeah, we watched Just Go With It.
Yeah,
from
I was going to say
2011.
Yeah, 2011. I was going to say there's a bit in it when a character says, "The first rule of improv is like to never say no. If you say no, the whole class has to shout die."
Yeah, true.
Anyway, yeah, Just Go With It. Jennifer Aniston,
Adam Sandler, Nick Schwartzen, who was
Nicole Kidman randomly?
Yeah, but who's the other woman?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hot Palmer.
Hmm. I don't actually know who she is. Who was she?
No, I think she's just like one of those models turned actresses for one film or whatever.
She must
go with it. Yeah, like I didn't hate this movie. It's fine. No, it's too long.
Yeah, it was 2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's
Dude,
one of those.
That's 2/3. That is a schooner worth
of
Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
Which Avengers Endgame
is quite long.
Great movie. Doesn't feel like 3 hours, right?
Yeah.
Just the pace.
Yeah.
We did watch this at a up to speed once again. I can't imagine watching it at regular speed. Like, it just seems... I don't know. I suppose because we watch it at that speed, we get used to the delay and the timing of the jokes and that. Watching it, if you were, like, on a slower speed, you'd just be fuck me, this is boring.
Yeah. It's like the difference between being, like... a normal person who has like a regular 9-to-5 life, like in the 50s, 1950s, like in America.
Yeah.
And
like
somebody
a male,
addicted.
Obviously, because like women
sure,
didn't
of course,
do that back in the day. You know?
It's like being a man in America in the 1950s compared with like somebody who's addicted to speed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like an exciting life that's always full of like fresh ideas.
Is
and
it though,
crazy left
just
turns.
Like, oh, fuck, what's the next thing?
Yeah, you know? I think you're... You have lots of problems on speed.
You're just living just on the edge.
Yeah.
Tiptoeing.
Teeth are falling out, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes are falling out, maybe.
Yeah.
Hands.
You watch like 43 Adam Sandler films over the space of 9 months.
It feels like we're on speed when we watch movies at 1.2 or 1.3 times speed.
Yeah. It's like Quicksilver in Ekman films.
Yeah.
And he's just like operating at like really slow speeds.
Yeah.
And then it shows him in real time in those like couple of scenes where he's like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it all takes place over like 3 seconds or something.
Yeah.
No, less.
It's a bit like that.
Or the
Except
flesh.
For it's like I can't process it fast enough. We jack it to just below the threshold of like it's too quick to hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
So it's like
some bits.
Quite fast. If
like
they speed up, if there's a joke where they do us fast talking, it flies by.
Yeah, there was one quote I've got here that, because of the speed we were watching it at, I didn't really understand what she was saying. Plus,
yeah,
Jennifer Aniston's daughter in this puts on, like, a really weird English accent when she's around Palmer.
Yeah.
Did you work out who her
Brooklyn,
name was?
Brooklyn Decker.
Brooklyn Decker. What else is she in?
A bunch of just, like, TV stuff,
okay,
whatever.
Cool. Yeah, she says, oh, you're not a whore, Palmer, but...
Yeah.
At a speed and with, like, a really silly English accent.
Yeah,
you want to have a go?
Accent, yeah. Oh, you're not a whore, Palmer.
Yeah, something like that.
You're not a whore, Palmer.
Yeah, and I was like, what?
We had to rewatch it, like, six times.
Yeah. Because it sounds like she's saying hall. Like, you're not a hall, Palmer.
Yeah. You're not a whore. And in normal speed, it would have been like... Oh, you're not a whore, Palmer.
Yeah.
It was like, you're not a whore, Palmer.
Yeah. It's like you got six golf balls in your mouth. It's like you're trying to say, like you're playing Monopoly and you're like, I've got a hotel on Pall Mall. Is that what it is? Or is it Pall Mall?
I don't know. That's a type of cigarette as well, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is, yeah.
Anyway, the plot of this movie is... Fake relationships, pretend to be married, Three's Company.
Dude, this is a weird, it's like a halfway point between 51st Dates.
Yeah.
Because it's in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
And
fucking Blended, which is
in Africa,
like nearly the same story. Very close story beats.
Yeah.
But it's in South Africa.
Yeah.
Another holiday destination. No, yeah. Sorry, it's not South Africa. It's just Africa.
It is just Africa, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, whereas this, they're very sure to say Hawaii.
Mm.
Do you want to go through the plot a bit?
It's the plot is... The start is...
Give us a bit of background on Adam's character.
Yeah, so he has a big nose. He's
he does in one scene.
Yeah, and this is the background.
Okay,
great. In the beginning,
there was a big nose.
He has a big nose, and he's about to get married, and we see his wife,
Jackie Sandler,
who's Jackie Sandler, who's his real true wife.
Yep.
And she is like with her bridesmaids or whatever, and they're dissing him.
Yep.
Bigging up this guy that she's cheating with, but she's like, but Adam Sandler is going to be a plastic surgeon, so he'll make the money. Whatever, I can settle down. And he overhears her and is like, Jesus. And then there's like this montage of him just like hooking up with girls by telling them that kind of sob story of like, oh, my wife like doesn't like me or whatever. He kind of tweaks it to make it sound like it lasts a bit longer.
Like he's
or whatever.
The victim.
Yeah.
But really, they are the victims.
True. He plays the victim, but so then he pounces.
Yeah, it just shows him doing this for like a couple of years.
And at one point, and it's like one of those movies where there's like a body deformity, but they have to like, but it's just about living with it. You know, like that Steve Martin
film like that?
Where he has a Roxanne. He has this
Roxanne. In this film as well.
Yeah.
That song.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was.
He has a really long nose, but he just has that long nose. Whereas in this movie.
Well, give me one more example. I feel like this is a film I've seen.
People like the movie Mask.
Yeah,
the kid with the like kind of strange big.
Yeah, and that's
who plays
Mask, like, because he was originally going to be.
He's in Eric Stoltz.
He was originally going to be Marty McFly.
Wow. Yeah, he does look a bit flyish.
Well, because they filmed. Apparently, they did like 6 weeks of filming with Eric Stoltz.
Oh, nice.
And there's like stills that you can find of him with like Doc Brown. And then they were like, oh, he's been miscast. And then by the time they'd realized that, then James, what's his name? Michael J. Fox was available by that time because he was like doing TV show or something.
I wonder if it is Michael James Fox. Mr. James Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Eric Stoltz is in Pulp Fiction, isn't he? And he's like...
So he is.
I go toe-to-toe with the Amsterdam shit any day. My shit's as good as that shit or whatever.
Yeah, dude, that's him. And then I found out the other day, what were we watching? I was watching something and I was like, where is that woman from? I think she's like, oh, fuck. I don't know. The woman, he's like, remember in Pulp Fiction, right?
Yeah.
Vincent Vega's like, which is the one with the, he's like, is that the girl with all the shit in her face?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's Trudy. No,
Bonnie, that's my wife.
Yeah. His wife in it. She was in something I watched recently.
Yeah. She's an actor as well. Like, that she was in a bunch of stuff like more around that time. I haven't actually seen her for ages.
I don't know. It was something really specific. At one time, I knew her name. Mind blown.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck have I never noticed this? Or yeah.
And also the other girl that's there, mm-hmm. I've seen her in stuff as well. Like, I think she's in... Isn't she in Goodfellas as Ray Liotta's, like, girlfriend? The one who, like, won't wash the Coke off of the dishes?
Oh, I can't remember.
And that's how they get caught by the FB?
The FB.
Anyway, so then Adam isn't a story about a kid with a big nose or like a guy who grows up with a big nose or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It just, during this montage of him being like hooking up with these girls by telling them the sympathetic story, he just has this voiceover where he's like, yeah, so I got rid of my giant schnong. And then he just looks like normal Adam Sandler. Just like, why the fuck does he have a nose?
The nose was a bit much. It looked like, I mean, it's supposed to be comically big, but it's not funny.
No, it wasn't funny.
No.
And there was also like no jokes about it. It was just that it was like bigger than a normal nose.
It was fucking huge. It was like a fist, having like a fist on your face, man.
A foot.
Yeah. Footprints in the Sandler.
Footprints in the face.
Yeah. I'll put my Sandler in your face. Yeah. But.
And then
at the end as well, it shows it again. Yeah, like, yeah, on his like dad a or something. Or whatever.
But what else happens?
So then it's like
it sort of catches up to the present day, and he's a plastic surgeon. He has a assistant who is Jennifer Aniston.
Rachel Dratch is there.
Sure.
She has an eyebrow that's too high.
Yeah, there's a slew of hilarious patients with
two
hilarious problems.
Kind of three.
Yeah.
Kevin Nealon. He goes to a party. Oh, yeah, at Kevin Nealon's house. Funny, yeah. Kevin Nealon just has like looks like fucking Eric Stoltz from Rocky, from Mask.
Yeah.
I mentioned that when we were chatting.
Yeah, totally.
He just has this, you know, it's like you see botched surgeries where they've just had too much Botox and shit. And they just have like this wall. It's like a face that's like a wall with no feeling. It's like John Travolta now.
Yeah, he looks like that. Also, what's his name? From The Wrestler? No.
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, Mickey. But he's also...
used to be like that.
He's also got like a beaten up face.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like.
That's why he worked in The Wrestler, because his face was fucked. And I think he had like a lot of his Botox taken out or something.
Yeah, it definitely looks like stuff has just like gone wrong. And Jackie Stallone, is that her name? Sylvester Stallone's mum.
Oh, what?
Like has a lot of work. And like, I feel sort of like, I don't really know.
I kind of hate, like, I hate.
Yeah, something. I've never been, like, comfortable with it. Obviously, I feel like it should be that you don't notice it at all.
Absolutely.
And maybe that is happening.
Yeah, of course.
People just get,
kind
of cheek, like, bounce.
I don't know. I feel like I can kind of
tell.
But
I feel like, even when it's just, like, just the lips or, like, a nose or whatever, it's like.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you've got, like, massive, like, problems on you, it's, like, wrecking your self-esteem and shit. It's, like. Plastic surgery is really advanced or whatever, so you can just do that. But I don't know.
I watched like the Louis
Theroux
documentary.
It's like when there's like actors who are like already beautiful, literally just because they're like, oh, I'm like a slightly older looking.
I might as well
have surgery. It's like, dude.
Speaking of Jennifer Aniston in this, like, you know, she was in Friends.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox was in Friends. Courtney Cox had like a lot of work done.
Yeah.
She's had like a lot of her fillers and shit taken out now.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's just, it sucks for women in Hollywood, right? They do get a bad rap because it's like, as soon as they're past a certain age, it's like, no, we are done, we're just going to get someone younger in.
Yeah, it's not even like, like age is obviously like the killer, but like, also just like movie roles for...
Yeah, like a 40 plus
women.
Woman.
Yeah.
40 to 60 and somewhere in that range, there's not many people to do it. Marissa Tomei, she pulls it off in Spider-Man.
Sure. Yeah.
Jan Ann.
She's a fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Daisy Ridley, she's like, somebody please hire me after Star Wars. She's in like the biggest film franchise.
Yeah.
And then people are just like a bit cool on her. Whereas Adam Driver, also in it, is like working all the time. He's got like three movies out last year.
I think Daisy Ridley kind of chose not to do other stuff.
She says on she's on I think it was Graham Norton or something. She's like, I want to work. But yeah, nobody, okay. There's no parts. It's crazy.
What is she, like 29?
Yeah, probably something like that. Nah, like 25 or something.
No way.
No?
That's older than me. That's younger than me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, but she's... I guess the Star Wars franchise, the new ones have been like a few years anyway, so...
2015 they started.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. It's made me feel a bit self-conscious there.
Why?
Because
like, you're not an
where
actor.
Am I at in my life, man?
Well, you're...
I'm not in Star Wars.
Let's just
I'm
say if you were...
watching Adam Sandler
let's just say
talking about him with
if
fucking you, man. I fucking hate you, cunt. Just kidding.
If you were to be an actor, there would be more potential
Absolutely,
roles
man.
For you than
Absolutely.
If you were a female version of yourself.
Stephen Graham, my favorite actor.
Yeah.
He didn't really come into the limelight until he was like 30 or something in Snatch.
Yeah.
He's probably not that old, but like...
Because he was out just punching dudes in the street. Punching walls,
that's
kicking over milk bottles.
No, yeah. That's not him. No, apparently his mate went to an audition for Snatch.
Mm.
And I don't know if Stephen Graham showed like a little bit of interest in acting, but hadn't really bothered much.
Yeah.
And then...
But was just there. And they
he
were
was
like,
just there.
You're perfect, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're perfect, you fucking mug.
Yeah.
And then they fight, and then he's like... You're fucking onto something, Ian.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you're in it, mate. Yeah. No, something like that.
He saw it. The director, what's his name? Sean.
No, fucking Guy Ritchie.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Guy Ritchie sees him, sees that
yeah,
he
you're,
is.
You're
the,
fucking all right, lad.
Yeah, yeah. You are exactly what this part is calling for. But Stephen Graham fights him over that. And then he's like, oh, I didn't. You're exactly. Why did I say that already?
Yeah.
You're in the movie.
You've changed my mind, mate. You bloody changed me. Him and Jason Statham just like beating each other. Who can be more bold and English? Dude, I watched this scene. I haven't watched Hobbs and Shaw.
I've watched it.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was big news in Glasgow because it was getting filmed in that. And I like definitely walked past a couple of bits that they were filming.
Yeah.
So I was on YouTube the other day. I was just like, Hobbs and Shaw London scene. It's fucking Glasgow. Like, whole bit. There's the only bits that aren't in Glasgow, filmed in Glasgow, is the shots of fucking...
Hawaii.
Yeah, no, Idris Elba on his motorbike.
Yeah.
And so it's like, what, he was just in London and he's like, I'm not, I'll just do it here or whatever. Mm. Annoys me, man. It did annoy me.
Yeah.
And now we got fucking Batman filming here.
I know, yeah.
And they're like, Gotham. I'm like, it's Glasgow.
Yeah, it's just like, there's just filming in like, I don't know.
Necropolis.
I get it if you're just doing like car chases or like street scenes. Cities can look like
Glasgow.
Each other.
There's one shot where they,
yeah,
you know, the people make Glasgow.
Well, that's
sign,
it. Like,
it's just scrubbed out. It's
yeah,
just
that's
it's
ridiculous.
Just a pink building, and I was amazing. Like, oh fuck off.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I was watching, I can't remember what it was called, a Jet Li movie with
the one.
It wasn't the one.
Mummy 3.
No,
the Monkey Man,
and it had that. It had Bob Hoskins in it, and it was
what?
Set in London.
Mario.
No. It was just... I can't remember what it's called. It's like the Fight Man or the Puncher or something.
IP
like that.
Man.
No, it
is
wasn't...
Is that Jet Li?
No, that's Ip Man.
Ip Man.
He's... that's not... That's the other guy. What's his name? He's like...
I know him. He was in Bulletproof Monk. Is that him?
What, Chow Yun-Fat?
Chow Yun-Fat.
No, it's
not
him.
Okay, sorry.
Ip Man is...
Kenny. No, what's his name?
Ken Jeong. Yeah.
Ken Jeong.
Is
he's
it?
In, no, he's in. Yeah, it is. It's in. He's in. Rogue One.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, right. No, Donnie Yen.
Donnie Yen. Who's Ken Jeong?
Ken Jeong is some other guy. We've got to cut all this out.
Dude, is Ken
but
Jeong
Ip
in
Ip
the
Man
Walking
was the,
Dead?
Ip Man is the maybe. Yeah.
Oh,
Ip
shit.
Man is the guy that trained Bruce Lee.
Okay, so it's about a real man.
Yeah, or something like that. He was around back
then. So which one's Brandon Lee?
And he was like, he...
That's the crow.
It's Bruce Lee's son.
Dude, he died on set. That's crazy, hey?
Mm.
Donnie Yen, I know who
Donnie
Yen
is.
Yeah,
martial artist. Anyway, I was watching some Jet Li movie. It was set in London. They drive down...
And you're going to hit me up when you're watching these movies. I'm at home cross-stitching, watching fucking... shit on Netflix. I'll come around, man.
All right.
You don't have to just watch Adam
Sandler.
They're
driving along a street in, quote unquote, a street in London.
Where is
the
it?
The fucking Broken Barrowlands Australia. Sign is in the background.
Oh, yeah, true.
Which is like an iconic, like, old Glasgow
They don't even
venue.
Like, Photoshop it out.
It wasn't, no, there was no Photoshop in that movie. It was shit.
Oh,
but it was just like, if you're going to try and use like a different city to make it look like, because cities can look like each other. Because, like, there's very similar streets here and in other parts of the UK.
Yeah, no, but
don't
use...
have, like, the iconic things, oh, that's the specific, like, building.
Yeah, yeah, like a landmark. It's like if
Whose
use...
fault is that? Is that the photographer or, like, the...
You know what? I just think we can all agree.
The scene manager.
No, he's, like, the scout, the location scout.
Location manager. Yeah. Best location boy.
Like, what?
Best best one.
There was a... Do you know the program for Sky that Benedict Cumberbatch is in? Patrick Melrose?
Yeah.
I'm in a scene in that. I was... Because I used to live...
Yeah. I walked down... I walked up the street that they were filming one time and just was, like, deserted and there was loads of, like, old cars. I was like...
Yeah.
Oh.
For that, film?
I think so, yeah.
So we're both in it.
I don't think they were filming.
Because they were filming when I was...
Crazy.
Walked past and they're like, I was like, oh, I just need to go through to get to work. And he's just like, oh, do you want to like just sign this waiver? And
Whoa.
So if you're in shot, it doesn't matter.
You should watch it.
I don't have time, man. I'm too busy watching this shit. It's in the barrows behind the Barrowlands.
Right, yeah.
So like that scene. And they just had like New York taxis and shit there.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck's going on? And I was like, oh, there's...
Yeah.
I was like, there's Benedict. I think it's him or a stunt double or something. I don't know what show that is. Does he need a stunt double in that?
Who knows? I feel like you could use a stunt double every time somebody's back is turned.
That's what Bruce Willis does.
Yeah,
he has his stunt double. Yeah, yeah. It's like...
He does his
You know, we talk about Adam
Sandler.
Like, at the start of this, I was like, Adam Sandler's the laziest man in Hollywood because he just makes shit films. But really, he's hardworking because in 30 years, he's done like 40-something movies.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, it's like 50 now.
Yeah.
And some of them are like really good and also some... come like 3-4 in a year.
Yeah. And it's like Bruce Willis just gets his stunt double to do every shot that he is not facing the camera. It's his stunt double. Like, and you can tell.
What a nightmare.
I know.
Also, apparently Mickey Rourke is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah?
He was on The Wrestler. He was always like, they could just did like one take and stuff.
Wrestler's not a bad movie, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is that he's in? Iron Man 2, that one's pretty bad, hey?
Yeah.
It's not great.
Not great.
And he's just like, I want my bird.
Yeah, yeah. But this is not my bird. I'm just like, what am I watching?
Yeah.
Sam Rockwell.
Who is this, man? Sam Rockwell's great.
Yeah. That's quite a stressful, sort of like Uncut Gems, that those scenes between Sam Rockwell and the what's his name?
Whiplash.
And Whiplash, where Sam Rockwell's just like, so, yo, I'm going to pay you to make some shit for me. And the guy's just like, doesn't do it.
Yeah.
You're like, well, why did you think this criminal
would listen
that
to
you like rescued from jail after he tried to murder people in public?
Yeah. At the race.
He was literally just like a terrorist. And he's like, I'll get you to build my like terrorism weapons.
No.
Yeah. I build my own weapon. Good.
Yeah. I build my weapon, I kill you.
Yeah, and Sam Rockwell is unable to stop him.
Can we come up with a deal?
Yeah, how about I give you more money? Yeah. Okay, yes and no. Also,
yeah, yes,
still,
and then
I kill
you. Yeah, and give me my belt.
My belt.
My turn
Glaswegian. In Glasgow.
Yeah, yeah, that bit was fantastic. It's just some other guy's like, Balti?
Yeah, totally.
Look at the Balti. My bolt.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, so then Adam Sandler meets this woman.
Yeah, I mean...
Brooklyn Decker.
So he's been going on dates for... Say he's been doing this since he was like...
Yeah, like he was about to get married.
He finished medical school.
Yeah.
With no study, without reading a book.
Yeah, he throws throwaway line later in the movie. I graduated medical school without reading a book. Come on.
So he's a genius.
He's a fucking ultra genius. Like, he doesn't need to be educated in order to get the qualification.
I think the people that are at that level of like... what do you call that? Like genius level intellect or whatever.
Yeah, like savant.
Yeah, like a lot of them might be on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Whereas this guy can, like, you know, he's like so good with people. Yeah. And totally. Like pulls all these women.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense, man. Come on, Adam. Yeah. Write a believable character for once.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other character that's believable in his films. He's just like, I'm best at everything.
Yeah. I mean, he was sort of good at stuff in Uncut Gems. It was always right on the verge, though.
No, but I believe that people like that do exist. Yeah. I don't believe that this character in this film exists. Oh,
right. Yeah, totally. No, totally. Because usually this type of movie doesn't exist because...
Yeah.
It starts out
at least three times.
Yes, true. It starts out
and they're all starting.
Okay, I retract that. It starts with him being like, "Oh, my wife left me," you know, and you kind of get like a kind of sense of like what movie is about to come, because generally,
it's like blended, right?
In sort of like movie film school type ways. Are you cut off? No.
Nah.
Yeah, let's go. In film school sort of ways, like a movie or a book even, like the story gets, once you start watching it, you're watching the story. It isn't like you have half an hour of nothing and then the story starts. So like when a movie starts with scenes that then like don't connect to the scenes after it, you know, so that there's like no developing theme.
Yeah, just, well, like, your character's got to get development, right?
So at the start, he has a big nose for no reason. It disappears 2 minutes later. And then he starts, like, he's like, you know, his wife is like humiliatingly like making fun of him before they get married, saying she's cheating and stuff. So they don't get married. Then he starts to like just hook up with loads of like random, like horny, like young girls until he's like 40.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah. Until he's 40 something. And then he's just like still getting with like young girls.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and then, like, but then,
the character's a piece of shit.
Instead of it being like, oh, the comeuppance of somebody whose life is kind of, you know, like a kind of like late Jack Nicholson type movie, where they like, oh, I've been doing this for a long time, I didn't realize how old I'd gotten.
Yeah.
Instead of that, it becomes like he's like, shit, I gotta keep this ruse up, you know, to pretend that I'm. He tries to hook up with the girl, but she can sort of see through him a bit, so he pretends that Jennifer Aniston is his wife. Then they have to go to Hawaii. He has to pretend they're his kids. This whole fucking thing.
And then he has to pretend.
Ensues.
And then Nicole Kidman's there, who's like this girl that Jennifer Aniston went to school with, or she was in college with, or whatever, that she hates. It's like her frenemy, or whatever.
Yeah.
Who's also there. And then they get Nick Schwartzen.
Yeah.
To come on board, who is Adam's cousin.
Yeah.
Who then plays like this weird German sheep seller.
Called Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah. Who then is also part of the ruse. Yeah. Who is like.
Yeah, Jennifer actually, Aniston's. The ruse stuff is quite. It's quite. There's at times it becomes like. It threatens to become quite layered.
Well, I was.
It doesn't really, but.
Honestly, like. I can trick myself into thinking like, oh no, shit's gonna go down. But then I was like, this is a simple Adam Sandler film.
Totally.
Nothing is gonna
That's what
be
I
wrong.
Thought as well.
When they're gonna find out?
Yeah,
but obviously
she's,
not.
Yeah, like they're getting at it. Like he gets Jennifer Aniston to pretend to be his wife just to meet the girl, so that she's like, oh, so you're telling the truth? Like you are getting divorced.
And she plays a completely different character in front of her the first time.
So
she
has
her.
To keep it up. And yeah, exactly. And then
that
she accidentally.
There was a couple of chuckles.
Chuckles.
Like when Adam turns into a robot and talks about pills in like this really camp voice. That was weird.
And then, then she accidentally like reveals she has kids. Then they have to like go along with that. Then the kids like complicate it. They go to Hawaii.
Yeah,
then
the kids
like Nicole Kidman.
Because they're fucking idiots, man.
Yeah. Nicole Kidman's there and she's pretended to have the same name as her. So it's like, and then I thought they were going to be like, oh, they're going to pretend that Nick Swartzen is, you know, I don't know. Like I thought they were going to do this mad switcheroo thing where there was like six different characters who were all pretending they were in different relationships with each other.
Yeah, it could have been like,
but it didn't.
I don't know. It could have been a totally. I'm trying to think of another example of what this film could have been like. Who could have been in it to make it into like a film where it is all like that? I suppose it just happened in this film, right?
Yeah, but then
think that, of another
none,
example
none of,
where they're all pretending to do something else, and then it all just like it's probably just an Adam Sandler film I'm thinking of,
or like other pretend relationship movies.
Yeah. You googled it before, right?
Pretend relationship movies.
Oh, no, that's...
Oh, funny. No, I'm thinking of American Pie 2.
Oh, yeah.
There's a scene in that where he's, like, pretending to be with Allison, whatever that girl's name is. You know the woman I'm thinking?
Wait, what?
She's from American Pie and How I Met Your Mother. And
Buffy. Oh, Hannigan, yeah. Allison Hannigan,
yeah.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of movies I've never heard of. Undercover Christmas, My Fake Fiancé, Hitch for the Holidays, While You Were Sleeping, Can't Buy Me Love, The Wedding Date, Melissa and Joey, One Small Hitch, Holiday Engagement, Drive Me Crazy, The Proposal, Picture Perfect. Seen that one. That's Jennifer Aniston again.
Oh.
Holiday in Handcuffs.
Just Go with a Pretty Woman.
The Decoy Bride, that's literally one. but also Easy A, that's like...
Yeah, Easy A is good.
Yeah.
I quite like Emma Stone.
House Sitter, Steve Martin.
Nice. Overboard. Going Overboard?
Afraid not.
What happens in Vegas? That's not a... What did you Google?
Fake relationship movies. I don't know. It's definitely the basis of entire sitcoms that I've never seen. Like, yeah, American absolutely. Ones. Like Three's Company. Isn't that what that's about?
I don't know. I thought that was like...
There's a bit in...
girls and a guy living in an apartment and then...
Yeah,
like,
it's just like, ooh, what's going to happen?
Ooh, yeah, who's going to... And it turns out... The girls get together because they don't need to put up with the guy's shit.
Right.
You know, and I don't know. I've never
goes
seen
off
that.
To become a
plastic surgeon. Pretends
like,
to
I don't
wear
need
a ring.
Women. I don't need women to get women. I'm going to just pretend that women don't like me so that other women like me.
Because I've got a big face. I got a fist on my face.
Imagine like that you had. Imagine if you had that life where you were like a, you know, one of those fucking. Like, alpha cunts who are like, oh, women can be persuaded. You know, like, the art of seduction type guys.
Yeah, like...
Criminals.
Barney from How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
Neil Patrick Smarmy, Harris's character.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine that you're one of those people, and then instead of you getting, like, a kind of rude awakening
like
at one time in your life,
yeah.
or a comeuppance, or becoming just, like, old and gross and curmudgeonly...
Yeah.
You know, like, because it's like, that's fine, 20, 30, 35, 40, you, depending on who you are, if you're like,
I mean, it's like
ripped
in,
and you're an actor, it's
yeah.
like, you can push it a bit further.
Well, in The Wedding Singer.
But 50, like George Clooney, you know, like, he's sort of like one of those gigolo type guys. I don't know if he's mean.
I don't think he's mean, but. He was in Batman.
Sure.
No,
but then imagine if
you were one of those guys. No,
you
remember in
and
The
then
Wedding Singer.
You ended up with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Audrey Barrymore.
Knocked that out of the park.
Yeah, that's true. You'd be like, fuck, I actually did all right. I didn't really get my comeuppance.
All of Adam Sandler's movies are like uncut gems. Except for that he doesn't always die.
He doesn't always get shot in the
face.
That
bit is cut. The movies are all like uncut gems except for they cut just before he gets shot in the face.
You know in I Am Legend, right?
Spoiler.
Like, you know I Am Legend, right?
Yeah. What were you going to say that?
Yeah,
a second
ago? Alan Covert, remember, he is wearing like the Michael Jackson jacket.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when Adam's like all drunk at the bar and whatever, he's like, man, I'm just going to end up like you, like getting chicks all the time. And he's like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be like Fonzie. I'm miserable.
Yeah.
That's what Adam should have ended up like in this film.
Yeah.
Instead, he ends up with fucking Jennifer Aniston, man.
Yeah, he goes for
like, two great
He goes
kids.
On this mad ruse. He has to hide the when they arrive at Hawaii, it's such short notice that the last room in the hotel.
12 grand a night.
Yeah.
How much money does this guy
exactly.
have?
Exactly. And he's just so cool with it because they stay there for ages. And then,
dude, so I mean, if he is that level genius, he settled to be a plastic surgeon, which in Miami or wherever the fuck they are, I'm sure is a great job and he earns a lot of money. But he could fucking be like entrepreneur, man. He could have been like Elon Musk.
Yeah. Maybe he is like off screen.
What, he invented PayPal or whatever.
Yeah. Imagine.
12 grand. No worries. If you've got more expensive room. Give me 50 of them.
Yeah. Why is it so cheap, you pathetic man?
Yeah.
Have you seen the size of my wad?
Yeah. What was I talking about after that?
Fuck, we could go back and check.
It's all recorded. So,
tell me
what it was.
Yeah,
so, in I Am Legend, right?
Yeah.
You know he dies at the end. Will Smith dies.
Spoiler, I guess.
What the fuck?
Does he? Like, isn't there an I Am Legend 2?
No. There's an I Am Legend director's cut where he survives at the end.
Oh.
Imagine they brought
weird.
Imagine they, because like he dies and everyone was like, "Oh man, he found the cure," and then he just died.
Oh yeah.
But then there's like yeah. I remember getting like, remember we talked about the Bali DVDs or like, you know,
yeah,
like,
random yeah. shit. Yeah.
I remember one, it was like alternative ending, and I was like, "Oh cool." And then he survives.
Yeah.
He just like gives the fucking zombie thing back its wife, and they have like a stare off, and then he just gets to drive away with the cure.
Weird.
Yeah.
What happens in the normal I Am Legend?
The people he has with him, there's like the woman and her child, gives them the cure, and then all the monsters are attacking the glass.
Oh, right,
and he
yeah.
just runs at him with a grenade or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think that film's that great.
No.
Nah. CG's really bad.
Yeah.
Aged poorly.
Isn't also the concept kind of shitty? I guess it's based on something.
Yeah,
but it's like not zombies.
Yeah, they're like not vampires, basically.
Yeah.
I've heard that there's like,
people are always trying to like get an angle on zombies.
I don't know. What's the best angle on zombies?
Yeah, I mean, but that's it. There's like not a lot of life in it. It's just like
Train to Busan, man. That one's good. No.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, yeah. Train to Busan's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like, it's like the initial, the like first zombie movies.
I love zombies, man. Zombies,
yeah, well,
like
I mean, I went through a whole thing with zombies, but now I'm sort of like, I'd rather just, it was like a little capsule of
well, the
movies.
Best zombies is 28 Days Later.
Yeah, but then it's
like the angry, it's
yeah,
like the
but
rage. Feel.
That's it. That's the old, that's one of the other angles.
It's basically
like,
rabies, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because the initial thing that's just like, they're just dead.
Yeah, they,
and
are,
they can't.
They just
yeah.
want brains. Which
yeah,
is silly.
It's yeah, but it's like that's the whole thing. It's just like they're sort of like almost like a demonic like earth curse, like a horror of nature. Like they
yeah,
just rise
like,
up.
It's like
and then
almost
they just,
like the earth's self defense system or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. It's like, and it's like not even it because the movies are so low budget. They're not very like large scale, so they never go into detail, and then there's no explanation. It's just pure existential dread of just like, imagine if you just got fucking wiped out.
Yeah.
And then people are like, how can we get a new angle on zombies? Like, wiped out, it's not as exciting. I mean, it's like World War Z. It's like the disease and they
World
can't tell
that's
you
another
you're
film
ill.
Set in Glasgow. That's clearly
yeah.
Glasgow. It's clearly
yeah, totally.
Cochrane Street and George Square.
Mm.
It's Philadelphia. It's where Rocky's from.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
But
yeah, then
the,
like,
other best,
the running,
the other best
running
zombie
zombies,
film.
I think, is the only other way that you can do it. But once you've done normal zombies and then running zombies, where else? Where are you going to go? Vampires? Fuck off.
Nazi zombies? Like that film Dead
yeah,
Snow?
Yeah, oh, shit movie.
I've never seen it.
It was bad.
Okay. But like kind of bad, like...
No, I thought it was going to be bad,
cheek,
funny.
Bad.
But it was just like really boring.
Okay.
Like, I think it takes itself quite seriously.
Well, there is one fantastic comedy with zombies in it. And that is Shaun of the Dead.
Yes.
My favorite.
Yeah, exactly.
UK
and those
film.
Zombies are the original.
Yeah, Romero zombies.
Romero style.
Did
so,
you know? Did you notice the little reference to?
So there's three angles.
No, listen.
Zombies.
No, I've got a cool
fast
little,
zombies
got a,
and
up.
Funny zombies.
I've got a cool little fucking, a cool little like bit of trivia from Shaun of the Dead.
Oh god.
So you know, like Romero's
you're
Night
in
of
it.
Living Dead.
How old would you have been?
What?
Are you in, is this what you're going to tell me? You're in Shaun of the Dead, but you're 12.
Yeah. I'm walking past, and they're like, just sign this waiver. And I was like, hey,
yeah.
There's Simon Pegg. Yeah. No.
Sorry, yeah, Karen.
Fucking, you know in Romero's Night of the Living Dead, it's
yeah.
like the scene in the graveyard, and so the tall, lanky Stephen Merchant-looking guy is like, they're coming to get you, Barbara. You
yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a bit in Shaun of the Dead, because you know Shaun's mom is called Barbara.
Mm.
And he's like, calling up his mum on the day that it's all happened or whatever. And he's like, Mum, are you okay? And she's like, oh, well, there was some men at the door. Some of them were a bit bitey. And he's
yeah.
like, Mum, have you been bitten? He's like, no, but Philip has. And he's like, oh, thank God. You
yeah,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm coming to get you, Mum. And she's like, oh, I don't want to fuss. She's great. The mum's
yeah,
fantastic.
Totally, yeah, yeah. Shaun of the Dead's really good, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and then Nick Frost says, we're coming to get you, Barbara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
And like when George Romero first watched that film, he didn't pick up that's that reference.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird.
Anyway.
That's weird.
Just go with it.
Just go with it.
Not as good as Shaun of the Dead. I've never watched Shaun of the Dead now. What else is filmed in Hawaii? Lost. There was definitely one bit where I felt like they were climbing up. this bit of like bamboo.
Yeah. There's also that bit on the beach, which I think is at Malibu in California. Dude. Yeah, they go to a beach that is like you recognize from other movies.
It's also, there's a scene, there's a little clip in Blink-182's All the Small Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, which the music video is like a parody of all like the boy bands from the like 90s.
Mm.
And NSYNC. It's, yeah, NSYNC. We're not in this film. We're kind of in this film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was the guy that was on the plane at the end? Was he a member of NSYNC?
Brooklyn, no, but Brooklyn Decker, his character,
it's Palmer. It's a joke that she's like
so young that she's like really, truly upset like, that NSYNC broke up, which is sort of just a bit like, a kind of like, what do you call it? Like sort of tone deaf joke.
Yeah.
People have been like, what's a band? I don't know. She's really sad about the Spice Girl. I don't know.
Yeah,
it just didn't sound. I don't know. Yeah, I guess 2011 is just a bit of a nether time. I don't really know what specific things were happening then.
iPhone 4.
Yeah, exactly. 4.
And we're up to the
why didn't they call it the iPhone?
That'd be awful. Dave Matthews eventually apparently invented the iPod in this.
Yeah.
I can't believe Dave Matthews.
But yeah, Brooklyn Decker, at the end, she just disappears because like the whole ruse is that Adam Sandler wants to hook up with her, so he gets Jennifer Aniston to pretend to be his wife. Then he falls in love with Jennifer Aniston.
I feel like she'd be a bit more pissed off at Adam Sandler. Yeah, we didn't see that.
She doesn't fucking learn that it's been a ruse the whole time.
Yeah,
doesn't she? She must do. Because
what does she say?
Why does she leave?
The end. She's like, oh, she's sitting down with her, and she's like, oh, you guys actually really get on. Like, you sure you don't still love you, whatever?
Damn, what? Tense sort of movie where you
Adam Sandler's a piece of shit in this, man.
He's a piece of shit, and instead
he's good
of,
to the kids.
Yeah, he's good to That's the about kids. It. Yeah, and he ends up where he belongs, I suppose. Like,
also, wouldn't Brooklyn Decker Harper, what's her name, Palmer?
Palmer, yeah.
Wouldn't she kind of be shocked when fucking Schwarto?
Mm.
How do you say it, Schwarto or Swarto? I think Schwarto sounds Swartzen? Better. Yeah, but
Nick
like
Schwartzen. You say whatever you like.
It's like Sean Connery. And he's there. He's there and he's like, I am fucking, he's got this horrible, what does she say? Like, what does she say? Europeanese accent?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Uranese, but, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and
Uranesian.
Uranesian. And fucking, he's there, rocks up and he's like, rocks up at the airport or whatever, and Adam Sandler like punches him or something or like slaps him across the face, and he's like, that's for sleeping with my wife. That's his reaction to meeting him, and Palmer's right there like, surely she'd be like, that's not cool, dude, because I slept with you while you were with your wife, and like she greeted me and was really nice to me, and we got a cool like relationship going. Adam's a piece of shit,
man. He's a piece of shit, and he doesn't get any type of,
you know what should have happened? His nose grows back.
Yeah, you'd think that something like that
even
was
bigger
happen.
This time. It's like two fists on top of each other.
Eric one Schultz. Punching in, one punching out.
Yeah, like a bro fist. Like, yeah, what's up, man, you know, like that.
Let's do that. Yeah.
We get it. We got a wee sound wave.
Yeah, that reminds me of something that my brother Callan.
Yep, from Halifax, Canada. Yeah.
Hailing from the cold.
Yeah, what's the snow? What's the weather like there right now?
I have no idea. Cold, I think. I don't know if he is. Yeah, well, I don't chat about fucking boring shit like that.
Yeah, no, you're just like, oh man, look at this picture of Kurtwood Smith with Dave Matthews in House MD.
Yeah, but this is some chat that he brought up. He was like,
you have to do it in his voice.
No, it's very similar. So no, it's he shared me this article that was talking about people who can, you know, like when you're on a plane or whatever, you can pop your ears.
Yeah.
Like by usually people do it by like holding their breath, pressure, like blowing out.
Yeah.
But some people can do it just like by moving their jaw a little bit.
Oh yeah. I always get chewing gum when I go on planes because I have quite problems with depressurizing.
Yeah.
When I went scuba diving earlier this year, one of my ears was popping and the other one I couldn't. And so it took me like, I only went down 8 meters or 9 meters, but
Still pretty.
It took me like way too long to pressurize. Yeah. But they were like, the instructor was patient with me and kind of.
Right, yeah.
What the fuck am I talking? Who the fuck wants to know this?
I think it's you think so? It's cool.
Have you ever done scuba, man?
Anything no, but I do interest? Like swimming.
Dude, fucking, it's one of the best things I've ever done. It's my first time scubaing. It was like off the end of the Busselton Jetty, which is where my mum lives in Australia. Yeah. And it's just like 2.4K out to sea.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's like underwater observatory, but there was so many fish, man. It's like when you see like Blue Planet and there's just like, it's like a wall of fish.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
It was like two walls of fish came in and like interlocked. And
wow. Like, oh, man. That's incredible.
My GoPro ran out of battery that morning, so I didn't film any, unfortunately. Yeah.
I really like swimming, and especially when you're swimming around in the Mediterranean or whatever, if you go on holiday in Europe.
Yeah. Or in Hawaii.
No, it's not in Europe. Okay. But, you know, and you're like just swimming around, you're like looking underwater with your eyes open.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's cool, I'm underwater. But then you put goggles on, you're like, fuck yes, everything looks so cool.
Yeah, so crisp.
Scuba is just like the best version of that, I guess, because you can like stay under for ages because you're breathing.
Oh, man, it was insane. It was like, I did like an hour of just, I mean, I don't know, time passes really oddly when you're underwater because you're just concentrating on breathing. You can write that in your quote book.
Yeah. Time passes weirdly underwater.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, you're not looking at the clock and shit, but an hour or whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently my mom says you need to, because my mom used to do diving back when she was, before she had me in her 20s, right?
Right.
She like lived in Sydney and she used to go up north and do all these different dives and shit. And she was like, we didn't have all the digital watches and shit you do have nowadays. Like, we just had to work off charts and times and fucking grid. I don't know, all this shit. Because you can't be inhaling nitrogen too much or you get nitrogen poisoning.
Right, yeah, totally. Yeah.
And depending on how deep you go, you're inhaling more nitrogen.
Right, yeah.
So you can only go down for less time. So there's like, I don't know.
Like in that movie, is it called 47 Meters Down? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Yeah, the cage diving one with the sharks.
Yeah.
I want to watch it.
It's pretty good.
I love shark movies.
I won't spoil the ending. I was about to.
Do they both die?
I won't spoil it. But anyway, what Callan messaged
blink
me.
Blink once for death.
I will not blink.
there's a sequel.
Is there?
I think it's straight to DVD.
48 sequel. Meter Down.
47.1 meters down.
4.1. Because they're going to make. 70
meters. No, it's like called Uncaged or something.
All right.
And the zombie sharks. Dude, zombie sharks is a concept.
That's Pirates, a new one. Yeah, Pirates animal 5. Zombies. I think that's a real new-ish angle.
Yeah. I love sharks, right? But they fucking scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I think the great white is the scariest thing on the planet.
Yeah.
Like, even watching footage on fucking Blue Planet or whatever. Yeah, I'm just totally. Like, mouth open. That thing is fucked.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when you see like it really close up in like clear photography, and you're just like, it really looks like a surviving fossil.
Yeah,
like just
a fucking
battered,
monster.
And it just doesn't give a fuck.
Nah, big black eyes, just full pupil. Like he's had too much MD. And he's just like launching out of the water with a seal in his mouth and his gums are pulled all the way back and his teeth are like razor sharp.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Anyway, what Callan sent me was
Callan,
people
I
who can
you.
Pop their ears without like, you know, holding their nose or whatever.
I don't have a brother, right? But you guys are weird.
Yes.
Is this what you like send each other?
Yeah. Well, he sent it to me because he obviously found it interesting and I found
it
interesting
too.
Well,
that's cool.
Too,
that's cool.
Right.
Yeah. I wish I had
but
a brother.
But the thing was that he was talking about, because it's like when you, you know, like sometimes like your sinuses or whatever sometimes make little sounds.
Yeah.
Or your jaw.
Yeah. Wee squeaky noises.
Yeah. And you're just like, you can sometimes be like, I don't know, do other people's heads do that? You know, like...
Yeah. I have this weird thing with my thumb knuckle.
Yeah.
Where I can squeeze it. You want to hear it?
Go on.
Did you hear the fluids moving in my...
Yeah.
Not nice. And I thought it was like my skin, the friction from my skin, like pushing my...
Yeah.
Thing. But it's like fluid in that joint.
Yeah.
Gross.
Well, yeah.
Don't know why I brought
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. Stuff like that.
I'll try and do it into the microphone. It won't be. You won't pick
go on.
There's no way that picked up.
I'll enhance the audio. 49 minutes. The thing that Callan sent me was about the like tube that's
in your like ear sinus canal or whatever, like people can open it.
Wow.
Just there's like us people who have a muscle there that can move that tube and people who don't have that muscle.
Wow.
And you, it's the sort of thing that you just wouldn't know. If you couldn't do it, you'd have no idea that that was even a thing. Mm. If you can do it, you're just like, everybody can do that, surely. But apparently not. And the further, more exciting part is that you can hear it. So I'm going to try and record it. Hopefully it won't be too, like if it get, if I bash my head or whatever with the microphone, it'll just sound like, anyway.
I feel like I can hear it. Or is there a clock in this room?
If you heard a clock ticking, then
it,
that was
it kinda, my kind of sound like there's
canal.
A clock like three rooms away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there isn't any clocks. They're all digital.
Oh.
So you were hearing my ear canal. Isn't
Unless
that
I've
weird?
Just got like weird tinnitus. Tinnitus.
Yeah. What
I actually do.
Clicking tinnitus.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just like, can you hear my tinnitus? Of course you can. That is fucking stupid. Good episode, this one, hey?
Imagine if people could hear your tinnitus. It's just like, lucky, like I like your company, but it's really hard to be around you because that noise.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I know.
Yeah, I know, right? It's horrible. I understand if you guys want to go. But this is me all the time. You guys should support me in this. It's like, I know, I can't, man.
I'm sorry you got tinnitus, but does it have to be so loud?
Yeah.
Does it have to be so loud?
I'm like, I haven't got tinnitus. You've got tinnitus. That's yeah. what I'm hearing.
That's why you're hearing it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you were only, like, you know, if
around
it was like
someone
a,
your whole life.
Yeah, if it was like a Twilight Zone episode where there's, like, only two humans. And yeah. one of them's like, stop making that fucking high-pitched noise all the time.
Yeah.
What a world. Why wouldn't you be watching that movie?
Yeah. Can you imagine if Adam Sandler made that movie?
Yes.
What do you think Adam
now,
Sandler's next
I can.
Film will
After
be?
After Uncut Gems, anything could happen.
Anything could happen. He might be in an episode of Black Mirror where he plays himself.
We've spoken about that before, haven't we?
Yeah, no. Well, Ewan came up... Sorry, Ruin came up with the whole concept that we were mates with Charlie Brooker.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. I'm going to have a look at my Wii Notes. My Wii
Yeah,
note
yeah,
book.
Go for it. I was going to check if there's any, like... Adam Sandler upcoming movie news.
Hubie Halloween.
Yeah.
It's a Halloween film for Netflix. I think they were working on it to come out this or last Halloween. And then
yeah, that's what I thought,
happen.
But
yeah,
maybe they just announced it to like
it
double
It was probably
the...
too close to Uncut Gems. But then that doesn't make sense because I feel like he's had like 30 movies come out every year or some shit. And we've watched them all. I hate my life. Oh, there was a mention of Rocky IV in this.
Hotel Transylvania 4.
Fuck off. Is it just rumored or is it actually coming out?
Next year.
Well, I've only watched the first one.
Yeah.
And you've only watched
we'll
the
have to get
second one?
Two other people to watch the fourth one.
What do you mean? What?
Like, you watched the first one, I watched the second one, Ruin watched the third one.
Yeah.
Or the other way around. And then we'll just get somebody else to watch the fourth one.
And then tell us about it.
Yeah, I guess they can tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm down with that, whatever.
Yeah.
Not that this podcast has rules.
No,
the most what was the most disturbing part of this film for you? Because I definitely know what it is. So,
yeah,
Jennifer Aniston got. She says, "I got sick of my kids calling, you know, saying they needed a dump or needed to poop or whatever."
Yeah.
So she's like, "I told them that my, you know, we should call it a Devlin because that's Nicole Kidman's."
Yeah,
character's
so her
name,
like frenemy.
It's like her frenemy. Yeah. It's like her worst enemy or whatever. So they, she's like, I'm gonna go take a Devlin, like in Peep Show on the Christmas episode. He's like, oh, his parents are like, oh, you really jezzed it up. I write jezzing, and he's like, oh, so it's like when you do something stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I'm just going to the. So Jez says, I'm just going to the kitchen. I hope I don't jez in my pants or whatever. No,
yeah.
I don't mark in my pants. Something like that, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
Also in The Simpsons, there's a bit when Homer gets like defined in like the dictionary.
Oh, yeah.
It's like just a klutz like move.
A Homer.
A Homer, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple of bits where people fall over and they're like, it looks like I pulled a Homer.
That's right. I remember that one.
Yep.
Anyway, she says, I call it a Devlin. Do you know what Adam Sandler calls his man? A black pickle.
Yeah, it is disturbing.
Yeah.
The scene just keeps trucking on without drawing any attention to that.
The one place where we saw him eat during this entire film was like Pizza Hut.
Hmm.
Right? Did he eat any other point? He didn't even eat. He's maybe like a really gross-looking eater because you don't see him eat in many films.
I suppose, yeah.
He definitely goes to places. Like, he goes to all the bad restaurants that are bad for your digestive system. But you never see him eating, right? The one time we do, I can think of one occasion, is in Funny People when he's, like, chowing down on the hot dogs at the hot dog eating competition. Justin Long's like, Dad, this won't bring Mom back. It's all I have.
Yeah. He doesn't eat that much in this movie, but they do go to like fast food places a couple of times. Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
and somewhere
fuck.
Else.
I totally had forgotten about the place they go to that's like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah,
but totally. What's it called?
I can't remember. Frankie's something.
Yeah.
Freddy Cheese.
It's basically like. I've never been to Chuck E. Cheese, but just from pop culture and et cetera, I know what it is. And it's like McDonald's, but if the whole thing was like a big play park.
Yeah.
And can you imagine being like a cleaner there? The amount of sick you'd have to clean up, like kids sick.
Oof, yeah.
Like on the slides and shit.
Jesus. I never thought about that.
And in the ball pit.
I don't like thinking about that.
Nah.
In the ball pit, yeah. And then there's a snake.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. Red and yellow, that's fine.
Cuddly fella.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean. In the movie, speaking of eating, Jennifer Aniston has a daughter, two young kids, a daughter
subplot.
And a son. The daughter's like 10, the son is like 6 or 7.
I think maybe the daughter is 11 and the son is 9.
Right. And there's a couple of bits where, like, the first time we see her, she comes in.
She's like, Mom, I need money.
Yeah, they come in and ask for money.
And I was like, all right, her kids are little cunts.
Yeah, so she gives her some money, and then she goes, now, I want you to actually eat the food that you spend this on.
Yeah, and you were like, is that a bulimia joke?
Is it like a weird bulimia joke, like, about, like, an actual child? Not like, you know, like an actor or, like, an aspiring actor who's like 19, 20, whatever, or like a college student or the normal type of people that you would associate
with. Yeah, I mean, it's quite prominent in your house. Like, my mom works in the health system in Australia, but kids, she does an immunization program for kids. And she's like, yeah, like a lot of kids, like young girls have eating disorders.
Jesus.
Which is fucked up, man.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
In high school. Like,
yeah, and like younger than that. Like,
yeah, obviously, because this kid's, what, 11?
Yeah, exactly. Or 10.
I don't know. I why did they need to add that?
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like I think like people who are 10 don't have bulimia, but like the movie doesn't really deserve to be like making jokes about bulimia.
Yeah.
Especially because it comes to nothing. There's no bit when Adam Sandler like proves that he could be a good father by getting her to eat.
Well, there is.
Because he kind of does that.
Yeah.
But then later it just sort of backtracks and it never becomes like a main thing.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston does like the... Like, thank you. You know?
Yeah.
But she doesn't say it. She winks at him and says, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I told you. Fucking told you, you fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Fuck. You know?
All you had to do was take her to Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Turns out she doesn't like eating food. She likes to eat Pizza Hut.
Yeah, shit food like me. And then she's going to have loads of black pickles like later
on.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know? Yeah.
That's normal, right?
Yeah. She's like, no.
Just like
you're
everybody
a doctor.
Can hear a really high-pitched whining.
Every time I'm with you, Adam. I hear my brain bleeding. It's dripping. Yeah.
It's just trickling, but it's really super loud because it's right in my ear.
And it just, I can't stand you anymore, you know?
And then I was like, oh, weird. Weird little sort of referential
and it comes
bulimia
up
joke.
Three
and
times.
And it comes up again and again, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a legit confirmed thing. In this movie.
I understand kids being fussy eating, right? Because, this guy that...
That could have been a much better...
Yeah.
You know, she could have been like, oh, don't spend this on ice cream. Get some actual food. You know?
Yeah, but then he takes it to fucking Pizza Hut.
And then he takes it to Pizza Hut.
Like, eat pepperoni pizza with Steve... With fucking Steve. With cheese stuffed crust.
Then he goes back to Jen. Do you know what he's saying?
Steve crust stuffing. Cheese crust. Cheese stuffed crust is what I meant to say.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Steve, Justin, Christian.
Speaking of Justin.
Go on.
NSYNC. And also right at the end.
Oh, yeah. So I was going to say Brooklyn Deckers.
Yeah. Can I go away first?
No.
All right. Go quick.
She's on the plane. Yeah. And at the end of the movie, she just gets randomly hooked up with some guy. In real life, that's her actual husband.
Oh, that's nice. And who is he?
Some guy.
Okay. He had a big medallion on his chest that said, I love Justin.
Yeah.
But I thought that was like Justin Bieber, because that's when Bieber was starting to come around, right?
It's got... No, because I think the voiceover says, and he turned out to be an even bigger NSYNC fan than even she was.
Yeah, no, sure. But like... when you think of the name Justin now, you don't really think...
Exactly, yeah. Justin I'm thinking Timberlake, Justin right? Theroux, which
yeah,
is really...
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say, because fuck that so guy's random, cool, man. Yeah.
Yeah, super cool. He's just like, I like wearing boots and leather jackets and
also,
jeans.
Like, I'm 50 and I'm fucking jacked as fuck.
Yeah, exactly. So this guy is like, I'm going to wear I Heart Justin, like, gold, like, necklace thing.
Yeah. You know that Louis Theroux and Justin Theroux are cousins, right?
Sure do.
Yeah. Did you read his book?
Who?
Louis Theroux, the new one.
No. Ellen did.
That's Ellen's. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I read the audiobook and give you a copy if you
read the audiobook.
Well, I listened to it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, go on.
I don't have time to read things with my fucking eyes. I read them with my ears, you fuck. And that's why I have a ringing in them.
Yeah. Yeah, what?
You ever get into boy bands when you're like... Because you're older than me. Boy bands kind of were...
Yeah.
Past... Yeah. I like, they were around, because I remember, like, that song by Five, Get On Up. Oh, is it called Keep On Moving?
Get on up when you're down. That one, baby. Take a good look.
Yeah, that one. Me and my mates still jam that every now and then.
What was she listening to in this movie that was an NSYNC song?
I don't know.
Was
I don't,
it that?
I don't know. No, that's Five.
Definitely Five.
Yeah.
Also, down. Down, 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 down. Back streets, back. All right.
Yeah.
No, I definitely like any of that music.
Oh my God, we're back again. Am yeah. I original? And then you go.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely like any of that music more now than I did when I was younger.
Absolutely.
When I was younger, I was like, don't try and fucking sing to me,
yeah,
you dick.
And dance at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't
learn
really...
to play an instrument like Dave Matthews.
Yeah, I was the youngest Dave Matthews fan in the whole of Scotland. No, I definitely wasn't. The closest that I've come to listening to Dave Matthews is watching Parks and Rec.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the same, because like... I've obviously heard of Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
But I don't know any of his music. But then I think he's one of those 90s singers that like pronounce every vowel as an A.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And then I went to Canberra Spring. Like that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
But there's a line in Parks and Rec where Andy Dwyer, a.k.a. Chris Pratt, a.k.a. Star-Lord, a.k.a. Jurassic World guy.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we just kind of do like rip off Dave Matthews songs.
Yeah, totally. There's a bit in Futurama when, spoilers, Fry learns that he's like an incredibly important person in the universe because he has a special missing brainwave or some shit that makes him imperceptible to these brain-shaped aliens that invade Earth and like, what do you call it? Like, attack people's consciousness.
Yeah,
thing.
Okay.
And he
kind of like
when he learns that
they live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he learns that he's like, oh, they're like, you are the most important person in the universe right now, and he's like, wow. So the way I feel when I'm drunk is true, and then they're like, yes, except for the Dave Matthews Band doesn't rock.
Oh no.
So I've heard the name Dave Matthews in various ways, various times, but I was going to say something else about Futurama earlier.
Yeah, I talked to a guy I work with today because we were talking about he follows this Twitter page. It's about The Simpsons that they just put up like a little clip every now and then. And it's like one he was talking about, man, you're going to love this because you love your Simpsons references.
Go on, hit me with it.
And he is, they're trying to downsize and he's like, in this little brown car at the car thing, and he's like, what country is this car from?
Oh, yes.
Like, It does not exist
anymore. Yeah, it no longer exists.
Yeah, and he's like,
but take it for a test drive and you'll agree. Lodic Diasims, Lodic Diasims.
And he's like, put it in H.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah, and then he was like, do you watch Futurama? And then he was telling me about one where they're like taking on a
crazy
football team.
Crazy clubs, discount car dealer.
That's it, yeah. He's like, the Futurama one, he's like, they're taking on a football team or something and they need to get like, I don't know, fucking, have you watched it?
I watched, yeah, Futurama.
What, no, I don't know. It was something about like they have to get like a nuclear star or something.
Yeah.
The stopping time or
basketball,
something.
Basketball. The Harlem Globetrotters
that's it.
Come from like a different planet or some shit. Challenge Earth to a basketball game. And then it turns into this whole thing where like, for some, I can't remember why even, but time is like going all wonky. And so they have to collect like neutron-like particles or some like that. Yeah, that episode's quite fun because it like time skips about. So it skips ahead and back. Or maybe it only skips ahead. But it skips to, like, the characters are in a situation and then they're just like, what the fuck's going on? Why am I here?
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, it's a couple of nice bits in
there. Yeah. I quite like Futurama. I was talking to him about the one where...
There's some good heavy chuckles. Yeah.
Yeah,
as there's a little bit heavy stuff, yeah. And occasionally it's, like, unfair, but there's good chuckles. And it's quite a charming sort of, like, background show.
Easy to watch, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. Like, whereas like at The Simpsons, I think the more you focus, the more like kind of weird jokes you pick up on.
Yeah, like, totally. Futurama is a little bit like if you're staring at it like really close, it's a little bit empty sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially the first season, there's quite a lot of like silence in it in between the jokes and stuff.
All I can think of when I think of Futurama now, watching it is like the sound of the door.
Yeah.
It's like or whatever, you know, like.
Yeah.
Electronic
like Star Wars
noise.
Star Trek.
The episode I always remember liking when I was young was when he finds he goes looking for his seven leaf clover in like
Really good one. Yeah,
yeah, and it turns out his
he thinks
his brother took it.
Yeah, but it turns out that it's like his brother gave it to his son and named a son after him.
Yeah,
and then he just cries a little bit at the end, and that's the end of the episode, and you're just like, wow, cool.
Yeah, cool. He's a man out of time, like Captain America.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was also in this. He was in this.
No, he wasn't.
But I did mention Avengers Endgame at the start of this film, remember?
Yeah, and Nicole Kidman was as ripped as like Brie Larson,
dude.
You know, or Scarlett Johansson or whatever.
Because she's like dead thin, like she's quite...
Yeah.
Yeah, but like... Well, she's like, yeah, I don't know what to...
Yeah, there was one scene where they do a dance-off, like, Jennifer Aniston and
Nicole Kidman
do this, like, hula type dance-off.
Because it's Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly. And during that scene, all me and you, Lockie, I'm talking about, all we could talk about was how old they are. Because we're just like, they literally just look like... But obviously, it's a movie, so they're, like, made up and stuff, but they're just, like, in impeccable shape.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, difficult. It's a difficult life.
When was the last... What was the last film that we saw Adam with his shirt off in? I think it was Chuck and Larry, which was the first one we watched. Because I remember watching him in that and be like, hey, he's actually like...
Yeah, I feel
like in... schlubby dad, man.
In like That's My Boy or something, isn't he? I feel like we see his like massive frame relatively often.
But he's not
And every
like,
time we see it, we're like, ah... He's actually,
he's
he doesn't only
shape.
Eat
maybe
burgers.
Maybe he gets like a body double, like a lot of women do when they do get nude scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he just gets a body double. And it's just like his head like floating.
He's just deep faked onto some guy.
Just some ripped cunt. Yeah. Onto Justin Theroux.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Adam, this is the last time I'm doing this. He's like, come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Any more notes? Oh, no, I've got plenty.
What are we talking about? What happens in this fucking shit movie?
Nothing, man.
What was it like?
It was actually not too bad. I think it was just my mood was better because we were like watching kind of a traditional Adam Sandler film. Rather, like, what's the last couple we watched?
Yeah.
Since they've been back,
right?
We watched one of the best ones, if not his best film, right?
Yeah.
Have we watched another one? How many have we watched? since I've been back.
We watched something else, didn't we?
Uncut Gems. And we watched Going Overboard, which is the worst example of any film ever.
Yeah.
But did we watch another one?
No. I don't think so.
Fuck.
Yeah, we didn't.
This is a traditional Adam Sandler film. Probably the first one I've watched in nearly three months.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like one from... Like, 2011 culturally feels like another year for me. I'm sure lots of important shit happened, but I don't really remember it.
Nearly 10 years ago, man.
Exactly. And I don't really remember what happened since then. So it's kind of like... Yeah. So it's kind of just like this period in the middle of the start of the millennium where you're just like, I don't know. Just fucking... It's bad news, so don't read the news.
When we were in 2010, I was like, fuck. Remember Millennium Year?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Now we're double away.
Double away. You know. Yeah, totally. But it's sort of like there's a selection of movies there from this sort of era that are kind of like 2006 to 2017 or something.
Okay, let's think about the Adam Sandler films between that time. Because 2006 is Click.
Yeah, Click. I think that's one.
I think that's Mr. like the Deeds. Beginning. No, Mr. Deeds is like 2001, man. 2002.
No.
Yeah, for sure. After Click, we've got Chuck and Larry.
Right.
Zohan.
Exactly. I don't know when things are. Go on.
I have a weird fixation with numbers, man. Like, I remember dates and shit, but then I can't remember people's names. You know?
Good, yeah. And I'll just start calling myself 16394.
Yeah. And I'll be like, 163694, what did you say?
No.
Yeah, fuck, see, but names, I'm bad with them, man. Also got this, like, horrible ringing in my ears. I don't know how to get this. Yeah.
Sorry, that's me, I'll stop.
Yeah. We stop fucking flexing your ear thing. Yeah,
clicking your station.
Is it a clock, like, three rooms away?
Somebody said the word clock down the street and you heard a clicking.
I've seen that film. It's from 2006. It stars Adam Sandler and he's got this weird remote. That's
but yeah, there's clock. Anyway, there's this bunch of like nether time Sandler movies that you look at in DVD shops and you're just like, fuck those movies.
Yeah.
And then you watch them and you're just like, yeah, there's like 10%, 20% maybe. There's a few chuckles.
You would never get the joke.
Like Black Pickle.
Yeah, that's fucking weird, though.
It's weird and gross.
It just shows how unhealthy that mastermind of a man is.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's, you know, he's performing it. Like, you ever seen that film Limitless with Bradley Cooper where he takes a bunch of those pills? Like, he's smarter than that guy.
He does take a bunch of those pills. Yeah, because he
brings me around to that joke in this film.
Any of those pills.
No. There's a weird section in this film that I had to rewatch because I was like, what the fuck was that bit? Where he's just talking about when he first introduces Jennifer Aniston to, oh no, whatever, Brooklyn Decker. What is her name?
Yeah.
To Palmer. Yeah, Palmer to Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, what are you munching on pills all the time? And
yeah, because
like,
they're doing that ruse where she's like a bastard wife. Yeah, and then he says like...
I'm surprised you can remember.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. What with all the pills you're popping...
He's like, oh, what would you like for dinner tonight? We have some purple ones or some green ones or some lovely yellow ones. he goes into a fucking like robotic trance where he's like moving his neck back and forth.
It's almost like in like fucking The Disaster Artist where you see the lead up to the scene that's famous from The Room.
Absolutely.
And you're like, oh, it took like 100 takes. And so by the end, they're just robotically like semantically just like repeating it.
Absolutely.
There are some blue pills, and we could also have some yellow pills and some lovely purple ones.
Yeah.
Blue and yellow purple ones.
Yeah.
Blue and yellow purple?
I don't know.
Is it like a D12 song?
Yeah. What is it called? I think it's just called Pills. Oh, purple pills.
Yeah.
I got my couple down. But nothing compares to these blue and yellow. Is that it?
Yeah.
Purple pills? Yeah.
I think so.
I just remember the D12 song, My Band. Yeah. These chicks don't even... It's the same fucking melody.
I'm the lead singer of my band. I told myself to make all the pretty girls want to dance and take off their underpants.
Yeah, dude.
My salsa.
Oh, man.
Shut up, Eminem.
I know.
You fucking...
Like, Ellie always just says... Munter. Eminem just sounds like he's fucking angry, man.
He does, yeah. That says, like, yeah. Full thing. It's just, like, sounding mean.
It's like murder rap or whatever. Or yeah. Like, violent core. Or
which,
whatever.
Like, fuck the police as an example of, I don't know, like...
Yeah, gangster rap.
Gangster
like,
rap.
The police blew out of proportion because they thought it was just sure, all yeah. About, like, gang violence yeah, and aggression. Exactly.
Or, like, the Wu-Tang... like bring the ruckus or whatever.
Bring the
like,
noise. Yes,
that too. Yeah. You could bring that.
That's with Anthrax, a metal band, which I'll get onto in a sec. Go on, keep talking.
But yeah, it's like they're menacing, you know, or sort of like you can't keep us down type of thing. Or
well, because
like,
they say
like an underclass, and we're gonna fucking bite back type
you.
Of thing.
I'm gonna
it's just like a white man who's just like, I'm fucking pissed off, and I'm gonna fucking kill you and kill your wife. Like, Jesus, dude.
I've got my wife really in the trunk. Don't care. And, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I slit her throat or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you really, man? Because you just seem like a little white guy. He's a fucking puss, man.
Yeah. Or, like, there probably is a culture of, like, white men who feel oppressed or whatever and are really angry about
it. Yeah, they listen to Eminem.
But when you just have one... If you just take one of them, they just look like Ted Bundy or something.
Yeah, for sure.
You're just like, that's a murderer. Or it's like, not like a culture.
Yeah, I don't know.
A gifted rap technician. You know, he's like got that fast thing. He like nailed that.
What is, he's good at his craft.
Badagada. The tip of the tongue.
Tip of the tongue, teeth and the lips. Tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. The tick of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. The tip of the tongue,
the tickly tongue, the teeth, the lips. The tickly tongue.
The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. So the Jennifer Aniston's daughter has like, she's like a performer.
Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey.
Yeah, so she's like wanting to do acting school. And the way that Adam Sandler cons the kids into the con.
See?
He gets, you know, what's it called? What am I talking about, man?
The ruse?
No, but he's like, wait, how do I get used to do this?
Yeah, there's like a scene where he's like negotiating. Yeah, negotiating Pizza Hut to negotiate, yeah. Of like, I need you to pretend to be my kids. What will it take? And the daughter's like $1,000.
Yeah, $1,000 a day plus overtime plus I want 6 weeks of actor training.
Yeah,
and
so he's like,
how about $50 a
day? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I'll take you to the YMCA.
She haggles. He haggles her down to $300.
Yeah,
it's too much money for a 11-year-old child.
Probably, and she gets 3 weeks of actor training.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think
from Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, that's
who isn't in this movie?
No, well, kind of
mentioned.
Yep.
Character name.
Yep, and another character name, kind of Schwarto. Wearing these horrible glasses.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Dude, see when I watch... I'll get back to what I'm talking about. I was getting fucking off track. But see when I see people wearing glasses in films and they're wearing big fucking Coke bottle glasses that are like 50 times magnetized, that would fuck up your eyes, man. Whenever I see like my friend wearing glasses, I'm like, can I have a shot?
Yeah.
You know, and I put them on and I'm like, oh, fuck, they hurt. You take them off. And I'm like, that's not good for my eyes.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, people who are like... Who don't need, like actors who don't need glasses who have to wear them for a scene.
And it's like sometimes they don't have a lens on them because then the lens reflect. And so they, like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
In any of the scenes, I'm pretty sure he doesn't have lenses in his glasses or whatever.
Right.
I don't think so anyway.
Mm.
But in this, he definitely has lenses because they're fucking magnetizing his eyes to fuck. That would fuck your eyes up, man.
Yeah. it would, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like not even lenses, like it's just like a clear piece of plastic or something.
I don't know. So they're just like, and cut, and he's like, oh fuck, and he's pulling him off and he's just rubbing his eyes like, oh my god. Like, they're like, all right, we're going to roll again. He's like, please, no.
He gets addicted to like OxyContin or something because he's just like, it's so much eye pain.
I got eye pain, yeah. Horrible. Lots of talking points in this movie, more than usual.
Yeah, there's, I feel like I'll maybe like read some of the quotes I wrote down because they'll spark my memory.
Couple as well, man.
Yeah, we can go through them and they'll spark our memes.
I got one.
Go on.
Actually, you go first, but let me do the jingle first.
Lockie's got a quote. He's gonna read a quote. What's the quote that you're gonna read, Lockie?
I'm a huge kids guy. Kids, kids, kids. And then he says something else as well after that, but I can't remember. I'm a huge kids guy. I just thought that was like there's a bit in Peep Show where he's like, yeah, no, kids love him, yeah. Not in that way, though. Haven't got me on any list, though. Not yet. just stop talking, man.
Yeah. That's reminds me of the other bit in Peep Show when he's like, Mark is saying that he hates kids, and he's like, but he uses the word pedophobe.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, and I think, Jez, I've got a bit of a confession. I think I'm a bit of a pedophobe.
Yeah, and Jez is like, oh, I...
Yeah, and he's like, oh, it makes sense. Yeah. you always wondered.
Yeah. Oh, man, what a fucking great show.
Yeah.
You always wondered. And he's like, no, I'm...
Yeah, just you hear the word pedo.
Yeah. Oh, pedophobe. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. What a horrible cunt, man. The pair of them.
Yeah.
Another quote.
Yeah.
Tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. Tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. Butter, butter, butter. I can't do it.
Yeah. That's the little girl.
Oh, she's, you're not a whore, Palmer.
She wants to be an actor.
You should sit on her lips.
What are some other... Yeah, I've got that one as well. What are some other... In Lionel licks Lily's lusty leathers in
Anchorman. Yeah, like I think the teeth of the tongue, the tip of the lips is in Anchorman.
Is it?
The opening scene, yeah.
Tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips.
But he's like, tip of the tongue, teeth, the lips.
Yeah. What else do they say in that? Because they say some made up ones,
cow,
but I think some real
brown
ones.
Cow.
Yeah.
Now, brown cow. I was going to say...
Let Lily lick Lionel's lusty leathers. That's the one.
Yeah, okay.
Let Lily.
Yeah.
Brrr. Stuff like that.
True. I like watched... James Hetfield of Metallica doing... Give me a groan. James Hetfield of Metallica. Yeah. Him doing like vocal warm-ups.
Right.
Yeah. And him getting vocal coaching, and it's like me, mo, 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 like doing all the different noises. Yeah.
Sometimes when I go to work and you know, like,
can you hear that? It's horrible.
Sometimes when I go to work and it's early, you know, and you've just woken up. Been asleep all night,
any,
hopefully.
Human contact.
You haven't had any human contact. And then the first words that you say are like, maybe I should wake up and do actual, like, not to practice singing, but just to be like, man, just like move my mouth around.
Maybe
we
should record a podcast first thing in the morning one time.
Yeah, just like,
fucking yawning and shit, man.
I'm
sure previous episodes people have wondered whether we'd like just woken up from
Yeah. Well, I don't remember which ones, but there was
last
some,
episode.
There was going definitely overboard. Ones where we were both talking like this, like the whole time.
Airheads. That was when we'd watched a Rob Schneider film in the morning beforehand.
When you think you've got a thought, and then you say, "Yeah, it really makes me like think of." And then you just don't.
Yeah, and then I'm like...
And you're like, it's an audio-based medium.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. I got another quote.
Quote from Lucky Zuck. He's got a quote. He's gonna give it a quote.
Thank you, God. I can't remember when it was. It was from the wee boy, Jenan's son.
I can't remember either.
He can't swim, and so...
Fuck as God. That's what we should say. She just said. That's what he should have said.
Yeah. Fuck God.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my own way
in this world.
As an incentive,
in this crazy world.
Yeah. As an incentive to teach the wee boy. What was his name?
I don't know.
Yeah. Fuck knows. To learn to swim.
He pretends to call it. He pretends that his name is Bart. Because when.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, he's like, it's
when
short
Palmer
for...
finds out that they've got kids, she's like, oh, what are their names? And he can't remember. And he's just like,
What does he say the daughter's name is?
Tweedly D or something?
Kiki
D. Yeah. And the boy's name is Bart, which is short for Barto.
It's great.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
My favorite bit with him is when they were. Well, it's something that you brought up because it didn't really make sense, but. He doesn't know how to swim, so he's like, I'm going to teach you how to swim.
Yeah.
And then so...
And they use, like, incentive-based, like,
treat learning, like you would
exactly.
a dog.
Like a dog, yeah. So you swim... This is how you swim.
Yeah.
This is how you stay afloat. It's just swim across there and you'll get a treat. So he's like swimming back and forth in this small pool and just eating like sweets and cookies and
cookies,
stuff.
Cookies, yeah, dolphin cookies. Time. Which just makes me think, right? Like, say you go to a cafe and you're like, oh, I might just, I don't really feel like a whole bit of cake, but I do feel like something sweet. I might just get a wee cookie. And that's like maybe £1.20.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did Adam spend like $50 on cookies? Because he had 40 plus.
Yeah.
Minimum of 40. At least 41.
Yeah, because he starts by saying, yeah, we've got cookies to give you. And then there's a little montage of swimming. And then he's like, all right, now 40.
40 feet. He's like, how many you got in the packet? Cookies. And he's like, at least 40. And so he says,
that's too many.
How's that? 40 feet.
Imagine going to a shop and being like, oh, I need a bigger bag. These have only got 5 or 6. Have you got one that's like 100?
Yeah. Or 41-ish.
41, yeah. Maybe 2.
At least 41.
Yeah. I'll have one on the way home.
And so like, all right, you swim a little bit, we'll give you a cookie. So eat that cookie and then back in the pool and we'll do another wee bit. And this, by the end, this kid's just like, I can't swim. And he just sings. And then Jen Adam rocks
got a
up later.
In both sides. His ears are ringing.
So the scene later on, like, Jennifer Aniston comes back from a massage with Brooklyn Decker and she just comes into the room and there's like two police officers standing at the door. Next to Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler's just head in his hands and he's just like, oh no, what have I done? And they're like, what was the kid's name? What, can you identify the victim or whatever? Adam's like, Barto? I don't know. That's what we call him. Jennifer Aniston rocks up. She's like, what the fuck happened? He's like, oh, I fed your son too many cookies and he drowned. She's like, what the fuck? End of movie.
Well, not quite end of movie because then Palmer is like, fuck this, I'm getting on a plane. She gets on a plane. She gets married to an NSYNC guy.
Yeah.
And then there's like a 40-minute maybe movie of like she just them talking about NSYNC.
And then it cuts away to a teacher writing on a blackboard and she writes down today's date and it's September 11, 2001.
Shit.
Next minute, Palmer's in the plane talking to the guy about NSYNC.
Oh my God.
Explosion.
Yeah. They're in the one plane that didn't crash.
Yep. It landed.
Yeah.
There's a film that, because I watched this on, it was like, What Culture, Worst Twists of 21st Century or whatever. And there's
what movie is that? You mentioned that recently, or somebody did.
Yeah, it's fucking the guy,
is that Ryan
Pattinson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What movie is it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole film plays out, and then the last scene is Robert Pattinson works in the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
And there's, like, the start of the scene, the teacher writes the date on the blackboard.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's, like, the easiest get-out clause, right?
Yeah, totally. Just, like, we don't have an ending.
Yeah, let's just...
Or, like, surely at that point the movie has ended. Like, the story has come to a close, because that's literally...
Well, I think
the
they were in love,
minutes.
But they didn't get to say it or something. Like, I never took the chance.
Yeah.
And then she's like a massive Trump supporter now in the sequel. Yeah,
because they got to get those bad guys.
Just go with it again.
Yeah.
Do you want to rank? No, give me some quotes. Give me some quotes.
Yeah, I'll give you some quotes. Give me a jingle. Oh, there's a movie called Remember Me.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the bit that you say at the end of the jingle that I do?
Yeah.
Okay. Quote from Michael, quote from Michael, me a quote from Michael, give me a quote.
I'm going to have a little look.
No, you got to do it properly.
I'm going to have a little look.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
She is so ugly.
Yeah, it's from Jackie. No, Jackie's bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Is not Adam's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on.
That was me. Pathetic, huh?
Yep. He is pathetic, man. He's a fucking cunt in this one. Oh,
watch out for my liar.
The liar.
You're making me kind of horny.
Who said that? Schwartz?
No, what's his name? Like, guy that was his fucking name? Talks
oh,
like
Dante.
This. Dante says that in this random scene when...
It's the first time we've seen Dante in a while, man.
Yeah, and it's like just after he runs out on the wedding or whatever... He's in this.
He's still got a huge nose.
Yeah, he's still young, and it cuts to this bar scene, and a woman, just like a generic like sexy lady, walks.
First she walks past Jonathan Loughran.
Yeah, she walks past Jonathan Loughran.
Wicked
walks
fringe.
Past. Yeah, total like Chandler Bing, Flock of Seagulls. Walks past Dante, and everybody's heckling her. Like the whole bar are perverts.
Yeah,
And then Adam turns out to not be a pervert because he's just gotten not married.
And he's got a massive nose.
And he's like, geez, this can actually give me an angle here. So he is a pervert. And Dante says, are you a horn player? Because you're making me kind of horny, or something like that. Are you a trumpet player? Because you're making me horny.
Fuck off, Dante.
Yeah.
Fucking pedo.
Yeah, making a black...
not pedo.
Making a black pickle.
Pedophobe.
Yeah. It's dull, it's dead, it's flat.
Yep.
Keegan-Michael Key
is in one scene
as a hairdresser.
I feel like this is before Key and Peele was big, right?
Don't know, 2011?
No, it's probably just starting out.
Yeah.
I think they were like...
It must have been something for a bit if he's in this smash hit of a movie.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck. Yeah.
What can I just do a wee something?
His thing-a-ding can still ring-a-ding. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. So we were gonna get one of our friends, Michelle, onto this pod, but...
Oh, yeah. She just started with that, actually. Michelle, if you ever listen to this, sorry.
So...
We just went with it.
Yeah, we just went with it like you told us to. You know, because, like, in past tense. Because you said in like...
Because we said, what's your favorite Adam Sandler movie? She said, just go with it. We read that as, oh, we should just record it then.
Yeah. So we don't know what film she wanted, but we just thought this one because of what she said to us.
Yeah.
But yeah, if she gets back to us and has any thoughts, we're going to put them right here. Thanks for that, Michelle. you get any more quotes? Or what were you just saying? Do we want to rank this bad boy?
This movie made $200 million.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought it was one of his highest earners, right?
Crazy.
Well, it's Jennifer Aniston, who had star power. Well, still does, right?
Yeah, true.
Because how many people fucking watched Murder Mystery? Everyone in the world or some shit. A billion people watched it. Yeah,
watched it a billion times.
Four times. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Each.
A dead cat and some fajitas.
Yeah. What the fuck?
In the same scene where he talks about her taking pills, she is like trying to one-up him by saying that he stinks. And she's like talking about his like bowel movements, like they sound like just like bad water falling down stairs. And it smells like a dead cat and some fajitas. Yeah.
She should just say, you know what he calls his shits?
Yeah, black pickles. Yeah,
and also, Brooklyn would have been like, what? Yeah. Just leaves.
Yeah.
I'm going to go listen to NSYNC.
Yeah. I want a flying pony.
Don't we all?
Yep.
Aren't we all, James?
GotPrettySheep.com.
Yeah.
Aren't we all, James?
Yeah. Anything else? Dude, what about the scene where he like revives the dead sheep?
Yeah, Schwartz is pretending to be a German like sheep exporter, like.
And he's like,
online.
That's how I met Jennifer Aniston.
She bought a sheep because she's into it for the sexy or whatever he says.
Yeah, and he's like, we do a sex move called sheeping or something?
Yeah.
Shearing or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's like she likes to shave the sheep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I sound like Sean Connery.
Shave the sheep.
Yeah. Shave the sheep. Oh, that was Dante.
Yeah. You gotta shave the sheep. I cannot stay away from this potato pancake. She loves the schnitzel.
Yeah. Potato pancakes are good, man.
Yeah, they are. Like Thai scones.
Oh, fuck oath. That's my favorite thing out. Man, it's like my favorite thing out of Scotland.
Yeah.
Fuck your haggis. Fuck your black pudding. Black pudding's pretty good, but...
Yeah.
Fucking give me fucking...
You can get them all in a roll. Thai scone, black pudding, haggis.
You can
haggis.
Get a pie in a roll.
You can. And you should. If anybody is listening to this in the movie business on their way here to Glasgow,
yeah, from like that America, guy I you met know, who was working on
heed
that Euro
this
trip, that Eurovision film with Will Ferrell. Remember, I met him at my pub.
Yes,
and then he was like,
and
"Yeah,
you're
I'm
like,
be
bro,
back
oh,
in
sorry,
January.
Before you go back to just, I need to say you have to eat all this shit in a roll.
Yeah,
a pie, some black pudding.
Yeah,
Thai scones.
Thai scones." And another pie. And another roll.
Yeah.
Within a pie.
Two rolls. Yeah. Her lips are like an inner tube. You should sit on her lips.
What's an inner tube?
What is an inner tube? Of a bicycle? like a bike wheel. Yeah. It has a tube inside it. Her lips look like an inner tube.
Back in my hometown, the puffy surf shop, the independent surf shop, was called Inner Tube.
Really?
And it's still standing. Like, I don't know how they still make money, because... Who's got, like, $100 to spend on a fucking Billabong shirt, man?
Not I.
I shop at Primark and buy band shirts at gigs for way too much money.
Yeah.
You like this one?
What you got?
It's Thy Art Is Murder. It's a pope who has, like, tentacles under his robe and he's ripping off his face.
Great. That is real nice.
Pretty cool, though.
Yeah, right? It's excellent.
Yeah.
Anyway. Nice. Good stuff.
Thy Art Is Murder, hit us up on a thing.
Yeah, give us a little, fucking, fuck you guys. Let's have a little. Give us a listen or whatever.
Yeah. Any other obviously, questions, man?
If they weren't listening, they wouldn't have heard that message. So it's like, got to phone them as well.
I'll tweet CJ.
All right.
From Thy Art Is Murder.
Why are we always laughing? Is there something wrong with us? So the kid says at one point. And you really have to ask yourself that sometimes in life.
Because like they're at... they have a day off with Adam because there's a bit where they're like playing a game, a board game that's like truth game.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like a question game.
Yeah, you
have to. Someone gets a card, there's a question on it, and then everyone has to say. It was like, who would you rather be than yourself?
Yeah.
And I was like, what is one thing that you're upset about? And she's like, the daughter's like, Judi Dench has never got an Oscar.
Yeah.
And then the Brooklyn Deck is like, NSYNC broke up.
Yeah.
And then the wee boy says, my dad doesn't have time for me.
True.
And then they're like back in the bedroom. And he's like, oh, we have to pretend, like laugh. Come on, let's laugh. We have to pretend that we're having a good time.
Oh, yeah. No, they pretend. They go on a golf day.
Yeah,
golf day out, don't they?
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, because Palmer is like, oh, the kid is like sad that you don't spend enough time with him. So I arranged for you to spend a day with the kids and I'll spend a day at the spa.
Yeah.
And then he's just like taking pictures of them pretending to play golf.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, so laugh. It's going to be funny. Yeah.
Why are we always laughing? Is there something wrong with us? Yeah. I thought that was a great line. Man.
Yeah, it was good.
And then this is the last photo they take is like the boy lying on the ground and he sticks the...
like, looks like.
Pin. Well, in between his legs. So it looks golf, like he's like, in his bum.
Flag, yeah.
Yeah. And Adam pulls his really face, but the kid's like in terror. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which then that leads on to the swimming scene where the kid drowns and then, you know, But no, there's another bit about like ass grippage.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Doing the hula dance and it's a tie. And Nicole Kidman, who's obviously like very competitive, is like, tiebreaker, what's the tiebreaker? But she says it really aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
Like because she's all like really feminine and kind of, you know. And then she's just like, what's the tiebreaker? Like, really, it was, brutal. You know, I saw her true self there.
True, yeah.
Yeah. And like Dogville. It is. I haven't seen that one.
Lars von Trier movie.
Nah.
It's a movie that's filmed on a soundstage.
Fuck Lars. No who's sets. In that? The Vision? Paul Bettany?
Yeah. There's who no sets. It just has like painted lines. Yeah, I heard about that. Ground.
Fuck Lars von Trier, man. It's not art. It's bullshit.
Well, yeah, I mean, but they're always entertaining as well.
Are they?
Especially, is that film especially, entertaining? Yeah.
Okay.
It is like surprisingly.
I'm sorry, Lars.
No, because he's definitely a cunt.
Yeah,
but like his movie, like the house that Jack built with Matt Dillon, he plays a serial killer, and it's like somebody took all of the serial killer lore.
You told from me this
like
one.
Is that the you one know, where he's podcasts like... or whatever that we listen to, and just made a story, made a character like just like that. It's sort of like. He's like a prankster, so it's definitely always fun to watch his movies, you know, because they
seen
can be
Antichrist.
Like over the top gore.
And I've you're seen just Nymphomaniac.
Like, I thought he wasn't meant to be like an arty guy.
I always like mix him and Darren Aronofsky up, who I fucking hate. Darren Aronofsky,
yeah, exactly.
He's put me through like
you like The Wrestler, though.
Yeah, and Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah,
don't like Black Swan. I thought it was an overrated piece of shit. And Mother is one of the worst films I've ever seen.
Yeah,
fuck that movie.
Yeah, totally. I think Lars has got more going on than
Like Nymphomaniac is all right, man. It's too long.
Yeah, well, it's two.
Yeah, two films. And
yeah,
like,
it's way too long. And it's quite
really,
boring
like,
as well. Like,
yeah. And it's just lots of like pervy sex stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, like, I've seen Shia LaBeouf's dick now.
I know, yeah. For reals.
I started watching a film with him.
But it wasn't the first time we'd seen Willem Dafoe's dick, so...
No, Antichrist, unfazed. Right?
Yeah. Antichrist, yeah.
I was going to say something about else about Lars or Nymphomaniac. No, I just thought the ending of Nymphomaniac was really out of character for Stellan Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Like, he's gone the whole film saying, like, I'm asexual, I don't... And then, like, he goes to have sex with her, and she's like, but you've had sex with loads of men, and she just kills him. And I was like, what?
Totally. Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of why I'll always, like, sort of have a soft spot for Lars von Trier stuff. So if it's, like, you know, a new one, I'll be like, oh, cool, I'll watch that. Because, you know, something just, like, nonsense is going to happen. There's no... It's not like he's like, I'm an artist, and then, like, dedicates completely to being, like, really somber or whatever.
I am artist. I'm Jürgen Habermast. Have you seen Mighty Boosh, right?
Not all of it.
Okay, so the final episode they ever did is Howard is, like, trying to be an actor and impress this guy called Jürgen Habermast, who's, like, a Danish filmmaker. You should watch it, because it sounds like Lars von Trier. And it's, like, shows him his first movie, and it's, like... This guy, Dave Brown, like in this, not Dave Matthews, Dave Brown.
Right.
He's in like this pencil costume.
Yeah.
And there's like a swinging light bulb back and forth, and he's just like, ah! And all in black and white. And he's like, I made my first film. Like, you know, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Anyway, why were we talking about Lars von Trier?
I can't remember. It's too late. Boy,
it's so late at night. Yeah. And the last quote I'm going to leave you with before
we rank it and spin the wheel.
And you play a song is that's a muscle right there. I'm squeezing.
A what?
A muscle. That's a muscle right there. I'm squeezing.
Because there was a bit where Adam talks about Schwarto having really bad skin back in the day, and it's like acne and shit.
Yeah.
The girls used to pick on me and that. And I used to pick my spots and that and all that, you know?
Come on,
man.
Where are we ranking this?
I think, like, let me pull up the list. I'm going to read out the entire list, man, because it feels like it's been a while since we read.
All right.
At number zero, you're going to have a guess?
Just go on. Okay. Of course I know.
Someone's going to skip zero. At number one, The Wedding Singer. Number two, Punch Drunk Love. Number three, Uncut Gems. Number four, Happy Gilmore. Number five, Funny People. Number six, The Meyerowitz Stories. Number seven, Big Daddy. Number eight, The Week Of. Number nine, Mr. Deeds. Number 10, Billy Madison. Number 11, Waterboy. Number 12, 50 First Dates. Number 13, Murder Mystery. Number 14, Airheads. 15, Men, Women, and Children. There's so many. 16, The Longest Yard. 17, Anger Management. 18, I Now Pronounce You, Chuck and Larry. 19, Jack and Jill. 20, You Don't Mess With the Zohan. 21, Spanglish. 22, Blended. 23, Bedtime Stories. 24, Bulletproof. 25, Rain Over Me. 26, Click. 27, Hotel Transylvania. 28, Hotel Transylvania 3.
Only 20 more to go.
29, Hotel Transylvania 2. 30, Grown Ups. 31, Sandy Wexler. 32, That's My Boy. 33, Little Nicky. 34, The Do-Over. 35, The Cobbler. 36, 8 Crazy Nights. 37, The Ridiculous 6. 38, Pixels. 39, Going Overboard.
All right.
What do you want to rank this? I think, like...
I've forgotten to read it again.
Fuck off. I think under 50 First Dates.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah?
Because in Murder Mystery, it's like a little bit... You know, it's
what's it called? Fuck.
Just go with it.
Cool, man. So at number 13, just go with it.
What's Men, Women, and Children? Oh, I remember. That's the one with the internet stuff.
Forget, yeah, man.
Because I was getting it mixed up with the Meyerowitz stories.
Nah. And I listened back to another episode, and like Men, Women, and Children is like his third highest grossing film or something, or fourth highest. But that doesn't make sense. I thought it made no money.
It doesn't make sense.
So we're going to spin the wheel? Click, 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 click. Grown-ups 2. We're watching Grown-ups 2 next week. Woo!
Yee-hoo! And for the next 16 weeks in a row.
Something like that, yeah.
Is that your plan?
Yeah.
Is it also your plan to sing a song?
This is out of tune.
Just go with it. Let's go to Hawaii and make some up some shit that we're all related and shit. Oh yeah, Adam and Jen Ann in Hawaii, and they've got two kids, but they're actually Jen Ann's. Nick Schwartzen's also there, and Brooklyn Decker. Just go with it.
This film was like a big black pickle. It was also like a Devlin, aka it was fucking shit. But it wasn't that bad, cause it's number 13 on our list out of fucking nearly 40. Wasn't as bad as Going Overboard, but I guess I will just do more films next week like Grown Ups 2. I can't wait to watch Grown Ups 2. This song's really bad, I'm really fucking sorry, but it's not as bad as a black pickle, Adam. Just go with it. Just go with it, Adam.
That was a mindless song.
Yeah. A golden gem.
A black pickle.
Black opal.
Oh, like in... No, that's a red opal, hey. Non-cut gems. Guys, thanks so much for listening to this one. You can find us on Instagram and you can Gmail us at the Gmail at sandtheprince@gmail.com. And we also have a Patreon. If you want to hit up some more episodes, if you're like, oh man, like I really enjoy this podcast, but...
Skip to the end.
We really enjoy this podcast, but I've listened to them all a billion times each. What else can I listen to? You can head and listen to some talk about some Rob Schneider movies.
Yeah, but don't worry also if you're worried about is coming to the end of the Sandler prints, the footprints in the Sandler, because also the dunes of the Sandler spread
the
wide.
The sand dunes.
And contain many footprints. And we're going to continue to record episodes, but we're going to talk shit about movies that star the other guys. James fucking, what's his name? What are the names again?
Fuck. Kevin James. Spado.
Nick
David
Spado.
Spade.
Nick Swardson.
Rob Schneider. No, I mean, he's not the worst. Animal was fucking bad. If you want to hear our thoughts, you can get it at the Patreon on that film. Kevin James, I'm not looking forward to, man. Here comes the boom. Fuck. It's going to be bad.
It's
love you guys.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.